quiz heads. Welcome to edition number 83 of Takeaway Trivia, your pub quiz in a podcast. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, back with four more rounds of trivia to test your brain on. Before we get started this week, hello to Darren Armistead, who got in touch to say, I've recently discovered Takeaway Trivia and I'm enjoying the quizzes. Keep up the good work. Darren, thank you for getting in touch. Also, hello to David Clonan, who's got in touch via our Facebook page to say that he's discovered Takeaway Trivia and listened to 60 episodes in 3 weeks, mostly whilst walking his dog. His strength is entertainment and sports questions. His weakness is definitely any question about England locations. His default answer for anything is Yorkshire in that department. It's definitely a good call, and there's no tea like Yorkshire tea, that's for sure. I'll tell you what, this week I've tried to limit the location questions. Hopefully it's more to your taste. That's David from Yarraville in Melbourne. I'm amazed how international this podcast has got, and it really is just humbling to hear so many people listening internationally from little old Hereford in the UK. This week, I've got Final Fling for you. I'll be testing your knowledge on the Wipeout. Another round of Clued Up. Can you guess the celebrity? But it all begins, as always, with general knowledge. Let's start with general knowledge then. Question number one. From which country does the Netflix hit Squid Game originate? Number one, from which country does the Netflix hit Squid Game originate? Number two, how many days are there in the month of August? Question two, how many days are there in the month of August? Number three, what is the name of the fairy in the play Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie? Number three, what is the name of the fairy in the play Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie? Number four, what type of drink is claret? So number four, what type of drink is claret? C-L-A-R-E-T. Number five, in humans, what is the name for the front cutting teeth? Number five, in humans, what is the name for the teeth at the front of your mouth that do all the cutting? Number six, what is the highest prime number between 1 and 100? Number six again, what is the highest prime number between 1 and 100? Maths was always my weak point. Good luck with that one. Number seven, name the coffee shop in the US sitcom Friends. Question seven, what was the name of the coffee shop in the US sitcom Friends? Number eight, how many grams in half a kilo? Number eight, how many grams would you find in half a kilo? So number nine, what is the first name of the sister of our current queen, Queen Elizabeth II? Number nine, what is the first name of the sister of our current queen, Queen Elizabeth II? Number 10, Gotham City is associated with which fictional superhero? So number 10, Gotham City is associated with which fictional superhero? If you're excited about the answers to general knowledge, you've just got a little while to wait. We're going to do round two first. Round two. It's another 10 questions of general knowledge with a sting in the tail. Yes, it's time for our wipeout round. In this round, if you get just one answer wrong, you have to wipe your scores out for this round to zero. You can pass by leaving your answer blank, but remember, just get one wrong and that's it. You score zero on this round. Number one, the statue, the Venus de Milo, is currently on permanent display in which famous museum? Number 1. The statue, the Venus de Milo, is currently on permanent display in which museum? Number 2. Which popular video game franchise has released games with subtitles World at War and Black Ops? Number 2. Which popular video game franchise has released games with the subtitles World at War and Black Ops? Number 3. How many teeth does an adult cat normally have? Number 3. How many teeth does an adult cat normally have? Number 4. Who wrote the novel Robinson Crusoe? Question 4. Who wrote the novel Robinson Crusoe? Number 5. What value is a purple euro banknote? Number 5. What value is a purple euro banknote? Number 6. The eagle on the Great Seal of the United States has how many arrows in its left talon? Number 6. The eagle on the Great Seal of the US has how many arrows in its left talon? Number 7. Which came first, Eurovision Song Contest or football's European Championship? Number 7. Which came first, the Eurovision Song Contest or football's European Championship? Number 8. Which cell phone game was removed from app stores in 2014 after its designer felt guilty over its addictive nature? Number 8. What was the name of the cell phone game that was removed from app stores in 2014 after its designer felt guilty over its addictive nature? I managed to keep hold of my copy for quite a while on my phone. It was quite a good game. Number 9. Which tennis Grand Slam is played on a clay surface? Number 9. Which of the tennis Grand Slams is played on a clay surface? And number 10. From which US city did the band The Killers originate? Number 10. From which US city did the band The Killers originate? So is that enough quiz for you? Let's find out the answers to general knowledge. Number 1, from which country does the Netflix hit Squid Game originate? That's from South Korea. Number 2, how many days are there in the month of August? 31. Number 3, what is the name of the fairy in the play Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie? That's Tinkerbell. Number 4, what type of drink is claret? That is wine. Number 5. In humans, what is the name of the front-cutting teeth, incisors? 6. What is the highest prime number between 1 and 100? 97. Number 7. Name the coffee shop in Friends, Central Perk, of course. 8. How many grams in half a kilo? 500. Number 9. What was the first name of Queen Elizabeth II's sister? That's Margaret. And number 10. Gotham City is associated with which fictional superhero? Batman. Let's head straight into round 3. Round 3 this week is Clued Up. 5 clues to the identity of a mystery celebrity, and all you have to do is name them as quick as you can. Clue number 1 is worth 10 points, clue 2 is worth 8 points, and we run all the way until clue number 5, which is worth just 2 points. Be honest with yourself on what number clue you get it right on, so that you can award yourself the correct points. Clue 1. I was born on the 2nd of March 1968 in Chester to an art teacher and pub landlord. I briefly considered a career in rugby union, playing for Hoylake RFC, but decided that acting was for me. That first clue again for 10 points. I was born on the 2nd of March 1968 in Chester to my parents, an art teacher and a pub landlord. I briefly considered a career in rugby union, playing for Hoylake RFC, but decided that acting was for me. Did you get it on clue one? Don't worry, here's the second clue. This is for 8 points. I studied at the National Youth Theatre and had an early appearance in the Disney family film, A Kid in King Arthur's Court. In 2001, according to internet legend, I practically begged Paramount Pictures to give me a part in a Star Trek film or TV series after developing a long-time love of the franchise. So clue number two, I studied at the National Youth Theatre and had an early appearance in the Disney family film, A Kid in King Arthur's Court. In 2001, according to internet rumour, I practically begged Paramount Pictures to give me a part in a Star Trek film or TV series after a long-time love of the franchise. Okay, if you haven't got it lit yet, don't worry. This is clue number three for 6 points. So far, the wish to be in a Star Trek show has yet to be granted. However, following an early starring role in the 1996 drama Our Friends in the North, I went on to appear in the films The Road to Perdition, The Golden Compass, Knives Out, and Cowboys and Aliens. Clue number three for 6 points. So far, my wish to be in a Star Trek series has yet to be granted, but following an early starring role in the 1996 BBC drama Our Friends in the North, I went on to appear in The Road to Perdition, The Golden Compass, Knives Out, and Cowboys and Aliens. Who is it for 6 points? Your 4 point clue, I'm a keen charity campaigner. In 2011, I collaborated with my former on-screen boss, Dame Judi Dench, to highlight gender inequality for International Women's Day. Your 4 point clue again. I'm a keen charity campaigner. In 2011, I collaborated with my former on-screen boss, Dame Judi Dench, to highlight gender inequality for International Women's Day. If you still haven't got it, don't worry. Here is our final clue. This is for 2 points. In 2005, I was announced as the new James Bond, a role I have recently finished now that No Time to Die has been released. For 2 points, back in 2005, I was announced to be the brand new James Bond. It's a role I've recently finished now that No Time to Die has been released. Who is it? For 2 points. Whilst you ponder that clued up, let's move back to our wipeout round. What were the answers? Don't forget, if you get one wrong, that's it. You're out of the round for this round. Number one, the statue, the Venus de Milo, is currently on permanent display in which museum? That's the Louvre in Paris, the Louvre Museum. And number two, which popular video game franchise has released games with subtitles World at War and Black Ops, Call of Duty? Three, how many teeth does an adult cat normally have? 30. 4. Who wrote the novel Robinson Crusoe? Daniel Defoe. 5. What is the value of a purple euro banknote? 500 euros. Number 6. The eagle on the Great Seal of the United States has how many arrows in its left talon? 13. 7. Which came first, the Eurovision Song Contest or football's European Championship? It was the Eurovision Song Contest. 8. Which mobile phone game was removed from app stores in 2014 after its designer felt guilty over its addictive nature? Flappy Bird. Do you remember that one? Number 9. Which tennis Grand Slam is played on a clay surface? That's the French Open. And finally, number 10. From which US city do the band The Killers originate? Las Vegas. So, clued up, we were on a mission to discover a mystery celebrity. Who was it? They were born in March 1968. Begged to appear in Star Trek, starred in Friends in the North, Road to Perdition, Knives Out, which is a great film. They're a keen charity campaigner, and of course they are James Bond. Who is it? Is it Philip Schofield this week? One day it might be. No, it's none other, of course, than Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig finishing his role as James Bond with No Time to Die in cinemas now. Have you seen it yet? It's quite good, isn't it? I enjoyed it. Okay, total up your scores. We're going to move on to the final round in this week's Takeaway Trivia. Are you ready? It's time for the final fling. your weekly 15 questions of tricky trivia now with Takeaway Trivia's final round. It's the final fling. Number one, what is rapper P. Diddy's real name? Number one, what is rapper P. Diddy's real name? Number two, the Quorum of the 12 Apostles is the ruling body of which religion? Number two, the Quorum of the 12 Apostles is the ruling body of which religion? Number three, it's called Saran Wrap in the US. What do we call it in the UK? Number three, it's called Saran Wrap in the US. What do we call it in the UK? Number four, between 1945 and 1950, the 38th parallel divided which two countries? Number four, between 1945 and 1950, the 38th parallel divided which two countries? Number five, which type of racing is held at the Bellevue Stadium in Manchester? Number five, which type of racing is held at the Bellevue Stadium in Manchester? Six, what is the name of the fictional borough of Melbourne where the Australian soap Neighbours is set? Number six, what is the name of the fictional borough of Melbourne where the Australian soap Neighbours is set? Seven, in which year did the English monarch Elizabeth I die? Number seven, in which year did the English monarch Queen Elizabeth I die? Number eight, which orange soft drink is commonly associated with Scotland? So question number eight, name the orange soft drink commonly associated with Scotland. Well, it's made there, to be honest. Question number nine, electrophobia is the fear of which birds? So number nine, electrophobia, that's A-L-E-K-T-O-R-O, and then phobia. Electrophobia is the fear of which birds? Question 10, in Greek mythology, who slayed the half-man, half-beast Minotaur that was kept in a labyrinth on the island of Crete? Number 10, according to Greek mythology, who slayed the half-man, half-beast, the Minotaur, which was kept in a labyrinth on the island of Crete? Number 11, who was Time magazine's person of the 20th century? Number 11, who was Time magazine's person of the 20th century? Number 12, how many children did Queen Victoria have? Question 12, how many children did Queen Victoria have? 13, where is the US Masters golf tournament held? Number 13, where is the US Masters golf tournament held? Number 14, in which US state was Donald Trump born? Question number 14, in which US state was Donald Trump born? And finally, question number 15, who authored the Hunger Games books? So number 15, who wrote the Hunger Games? That's it. That's the last question in this week's Takeaway Trivia. Stay tuned for the answers.
Well,
Let's take a look at the answers to your final fling then. Number one, what is the rapper P. Diddy's real name? That is Sean Combs. Two, the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Sounds like a great name for a band, doesn't it? It's the ruling body of which religion? The Mormons. Three, sarin or sarin wrap in the US is known as what in the UK? Cling film. Number four, between 1945 and 1950, the 38th parallel divided which two countries? North and South Korea. Five, what type of racing is held at the Bellevue Stadium in Manchester? Greyhound racing. It's where you go to get Santa's little helper. Number six, what is the name of the fictional borough of Melbourne, where Australian soap Neighbours is set? Erinsborough. Number seven, in which year did the English monarch Elizabeth I die? That was 1603. Number eight, which orange soft drink is commonly associated with Scotland? Iron Brew. If you've never tried Iron Brew, I urge you to go out and find a can or a bottle of it. It's the drink of the gods, quite frankly. And why, you know, the likes of Coke and Pepsi are number one worldwide when Iron Brew exists baffles me. It's also a great hangover cure. I'm not sponsored by Iron Brew, by the way. Just make that clear. At number nine, electrophobia is the fear of which birds? Chickens. Number 10, in Greek mythology, who slayed the half-man, half-beast Minotaur, which was kept in a labyrinth on the island of Crete? Theseus. Number 11, who was Time magazine's person of the 20th century? Albert Einstein. Number 12, how many children did Queen Victoria have? Nine. 13, where is the US Masters golf tournament held? It's in Augusta National Golf Club. Number 14, which US state was Donald Trump born in? New York. And finally, this week, who authored the Hunger Games books? Suzanne Collins. Total up your scores and award your winner if you're playing by yourself while you're walking the dogs or on a commute. Pat yourself on the back. Well done. You've just won Takeaway Trivia for this week. Good stuff. Thank you for playing. It's been a pleasure to be your quizmaster as always. Don't forget to give us a follow wherever you get your podcast from so you get it delivered straight onto your device every Monday. Before I go, I'm going to leave you with my final tat fact. Did you know that lobsters have clear blood? Have a great week, have a safe week, and I'll speak to you again soon. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at BarWars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.